Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning, I'm Mike Dover with you, and joining me in the studio, Mark Douglas with the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having us on this morning.
Always glad to have you. And Chelsea Zimmerman is with us. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
How are you, dear?
I'm all right. I'm getting the coffee in.
Getting the coffee in. You'll be better after the coffee's down. I know. I know that feeling. So, but I tell you what, a lot of things going on at Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range. And one of the first things we want to talk about, because it's the first thing coming up, it's coming up on, just tell us about it, the Refuse to Be a Victim.
April 1st, it is open to the public. We do still have some seats available. The registration for that is online. That course runs from 8 to noon, and it is all about personal safety strategies, situational awareness, keeping yourself safe in your environment, whatever that is.
And it's only $5.
Correct.
Only $5, and you get a wealth of information. Let's talk about some of those aspects of personal safety that they're going to find out about at this Refuse to Be a Victim seminar. Let's get into a few of those items.
The course starts off with personal safety in your home, things to think about, exterior lights, ways to keep your home safe from people that may be trying to get in and do harm or... theft.
Yeah.
But then it rolls right into automobile safety, how to stay safe in your automobile, whether that's when you first get into your vehicle or insurance scams on the road. People may be trying to stop and get insurance information or cause you harm to get something out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it rolls right into phone and technology safety. A lot of people don't think about safety while they're on their phone these days. Everything's
right.
Already programmed and set for you, and you just roll with it. It talks about so much personal safety with travel, whether it's local travel, international travel, things to think about when you're in airports or on subways or buses. All of those kind of things. We cover safety when using ATMs. We cover just such a huge variety of things. And then for this class on April 1st, we will be covering all the basics, but we can also offer specific modules to businesses for safety in the workplace for their employees. There's safety modules for the elderly and adults with disabilities. There's safety modules for children and people who work with children, as well as people who maybe have experienced domestic violence or stalking. And those are additional to what we're going to be providing on April 1st.
And so this one here really hasn't anything to do with firearms or anything like this. This is all just personal safety. You don't even need a firearm to practice these things.
Correct. And we do touch on personal safety devices, but that's just it. It's kind of here's what you could use as personal safety devices and then ways to research those more and get more information. But that is not what this class is specifically about.
I should probably come out there and learn how to not shoot myself in the face with mace.
Well, that's a different class.
So always a good time there and stuff. Mark, you know, you have these classes out there, and sometimes it's not all about firearms, is it?
No, and part of the idea here is to expand the function of the range. And one of the nice things about this particular course, the seminar that we're giving on Saturday, the 1st of April, we're charging the $5 fee, which is really just to cover the material that we have to pay for. The nice thing here is the Booster Club, which is the Friends of the La Luce Range, is actually covering the other costs. This is a course that would probably run an individual anywhere from $50 to $75.
Wow.
So the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range, we are, because we feel so we feel that this is very important subject matter. Mm-hmm. So what we are doing is we are foregoing the costs to use the classroom facility because we're using it here at the range. The Fuller Group is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and they're picking up the difference so that our residents here in the community can benefit from this important information.
You know, and I like this low cost because you can bring in younger people, kids, into this thing, because I think you may have alluded to this, but there's also some personal safety issues at schools and different things like that, right, Chelsea?
Absolutely. And again, with the phones and the access to online media and all of those types of things, there's so many things that, I mean, even as adults, there's a lot of times we have to look to our teens or preteens and say, how do I do this on a phone?
Right.
So they have access now to things that we never would have dreamed of when we were their age. And being able to present information in a way that explains to them it's not just about cyberbullying or about what information you have access to, but it's actually about your personal safety.
Right.
And we do have this class opened to 13 years old and above, as long as they have an adult present with them.
Right. And 18 and under has to have a
correct
an adult with them and stuff. That's a good thing, because the adult needs to understand what could potentially happen to that 13, 14, 15 year old if they're not paying attention to their phones or social media and different things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That sounds like a great program, so I encourage everybody to get signed up for that. $5 entry fee coming up April 1st, and you can. Where can they register at?
They can register at nrainstructors.org. There's a drop-down course list where they can select refuse to be a victim and put in the local zip code, and it will pull up our class and they can register. We also have the flyer posted on our Facebook page where they can scan the QR code, and it will take them directly there.
There you go. Well, kids can scan.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't scan. I go, ooh, that's pretty. But I don't scan. So, but that is happening. So that's coming up April 1st. Registration is open till when?
Registration will be open until the 27th for that.
Okay, so that's only open through Monday. So
correct.
Get signed up for that now. How's the registration been going?
Good. We have a small group right now, but we do have a good group registered. We actually have a mom with two of her teenage daughters and a couple other people registered. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm okay if it's a small group. We just want to get the information out there, and we're really hoping that as we get this ball rolling, word of mouth will help us out and get it out there, and people will realize what a good program this is.
And the good thing with, even though it's a small group, somebody's getting benefit from this.
Yes, correct.
And they will, if they get benefit from this, they're going to say, hey, when this comes around again, you need to get your family involved in
this.
And hopefully that'll spread around, and we'll keep letting people know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a great thing. So small groups aren't bad to start off with.
Not at all.
Yeah, so because anybody that learns this, they get the protection
And that's the goal.
Yeah,
yep, that's the goal.
That's the
education,
goal.
So important.
There you go. It is. Well, talking about education, let's move on to the next thing coming up on Saturday, May 6th, Women on Target. Mark, this is the last time I was out there during one of those. There was a lot of women out there. And I got to tell you, all them women having a firearm, I felt pretty safe. You know, I wasn't worried about anybody coming in and hurting me.
it's a wonderful program. And
it really has been.
They've been doing it here at the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Initially, the Shooting Club, which is the Otero Practical Shooters Association, they were handling this NRA course, which in a nutshell is providing basic information on pistol shooting, which is all of the physical elements that go into shooting. How do you stand? How do you grip the firearm? How do you aim the sights and all of the other components so that you can hit the target. And our shooting club had done that for about 10 years. eventually they lost staff as people moved on, and, mm-hmm. and Dave's Guns had graciously picked this up in 2010 and carried the ball and organized it in conjunction with the shooting range. Mm-hmm. We pretty much just provided the facilities for the event to occur, but we really weren't heavily involved in it. Over the last few years, as the range staff has grown, as Chelsea has come on board, we have now taken over a lot of the administrative components of this event, and we now hold it twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And it is it's a very important program because it helps to introduce individuals, the ladies, to safe firearm shooting, specifically handguns. And in the past few years, we've had grandmas bring their granddaughters.
Yeah.
One of the youngest participants, I'm trying to remember, I believe she was about 9 years old.
Wow.
The oldest individual who participated, she was about 87, 86 mm-hmm. years old. Mm-hmm. So we have the full gambit, both ends of the age spectrum, participating. And it's a very good way for the gals to come out and sample different types of firearms to see which one fits their hands the best, which ones they like the best, which ones they can operate the best. And they get to do this one-on-one with an instructor.
Yeah. That is so cool, because even my wife found out, you know, and what's important is what you just mentioned there. The gun that you're comfortable with, can handle, feels good in your, when you shoot it, it doesn't scare you. You're comfortable with it, and you know, when you're comfortable with a firearm, it's just that much safer for you.
It is, and the other thing that we try to impress upon people is, hey, if you find a firearm that you like to shoot,
yeah.
you're comfortable with it, you enjoy it, okay, you're now more likely to spend more time, trigger time, out there practicing. And yeah. what we would like to see at the range as firearms instructors, all of our staff, is we'd like to see you come out and participate in these different events. And you know, I'm plugging the shooting club that's been in this community since the 1980s.
Yeah.
To have them, you know, come out and shoot at their 22 event, where they're just shooting at little steel targets, which is an accuracy versus time event. There's pistol matches that they have where, again, you're shooting, trying to get a score and keep your time exposure down. Mm-hmm. And again, this, in order to become more confident, you need to come out and participate in these types of events.
Yeah.
And it becomes a matter of people making the time to come do those events.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and when people come out, take us through, if somebody just wants to come out and shoot, what do they do, Chelsea?
Just on a normal day at the shooting range? So first stop is always the range office. Mm-hmm. You sign in at the range office. If you've never been to our range before, we walk you through about a 5 to 10 minute range safety briefing mm-hmm. that covers every range you can use, what's available, where the restrooms are with running water, where parking is available, what targets are available, what things we have in the office for purchase versus being able to check out and return when you're done. Mm-hmm. We explain the range commands, what to expect on the firing line, what we expect of shooters to keep everyone safe. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much just walk through every step of what they would need to know. We provide them with our range safety briefing, the list of the range safety guidelines also, so they have that to take with them, because it's a lot of information. It's hard to hold on to all of that. So I always tell them, when you forget everything I just said, you have a copy.
Yeah, there you go. And that is a good thing. And I think one of the safest things, and one of the things people need to be aware of, when you're on that shooting range and you're done shooting, you want to go look at your target, what do you do?
Oh, the range needs to be called cold. You verify with everyone on that firing line, whether you're in a bay on your own with your buddies or you're on a firing line with strangers, people you don't know. You need to make sure that you verify that range is cold and it is clear to go down range. And then one thing that we really push is no handling of firearms when the range is cold. Because when people are forward of that firing line, we want no misunderstandings about whether someone's handling their firearm.
So when a shooter wants to do that, what is the command he yells out? Cold or clear?
Cold range.
Cold range. And when you do that, stay put, have your own firearm sitting down, stay put, and look up and down that firearm and make sure everybody's responded to you.
Exactly.
Guns are down before you go walking out
there.
Exactly. Some guy might not hear well, have his earmuffs on.
Exactly.
Keep on shooting.
I tell people all the time, a lot of people that are out here are already hard of hearing, and then they have hearing protection on. So eye contact.
Yeah, it's very good. And one of the things that I've noticed, Mark, is when I've been out there shooting and I yell that command, you hear people yelling it on down line. And that is a great thing, you know, when they to make sure everybody up and down the line hears it.
Yeah, it's really important because this is where you can have very serious consequences when an individual thinks the line is safe or that the range is cold. They start to proceed downrange, and the next thing you know, there's bullets flying past them from somebody further down the firing
line that didn't hear it
or who wasn't paying attention. So, you know, safety, of course, is paramount here with this activity, with shooting firearms. And we also have the other commands, you know, like calling the range hot. We you give like a pre-warning to say, hey, let's get ready to go hot, so that individuals who want to keep their hearing can put their hearing protection on.
Yeah.
And then the range is declared hot, and then firearms can be handled, loaded, and then people can proceed to shoot. And so, you know, again, safety is what we want to that's our foremost matter that's on our minds, is to make sure everybody is safe.
Right, yeah. And one of the things that we always did when we gave that command, we would step up right to the edge of our shooting bench, and we'd look up and down that line to make sure all the guns were down and made sure every gun was laying down and people stepped back before we would walk out there. So take that responsibility yourself. Yes. Look up and down that line and make sure if someone's still got a gun in their hand or laying with their long rifle on that bench and stuff, don't move. Don't go out there. Make sure that line is clear before you go.
100%. And all of our range staff are certified range safety officers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a lot of our shooters that come out who are range officers or range safety officers and carry that certification also. But it definitely is everyone's responsibility to make sure that they and the people around them are safe when they're at the range.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I love about the Women on Target program is that it walks you through every step of what to expect when you are at the range, not just when you are at the firing line and ready to shoot, but every step of what to anticipate. And that is done by certified instructors.
Mm-hmm.
We're very lucky to have access to multiple instructors who are very patient and very concerned about safety and education, who will be participating in this event.
Yeah. One instructor, Bill Butler, a friend of mine, real patient with my wife. I think he wanted to thump me in the head a couple of times, but that's because we're friends. But all the safety instructors are real patient, real courteous, real caring to make sure that you understand that firearm, that you're understanding the safety protocols and handling that firearm safety, all of them. And I joke about Bill Butler, but he's one of the best in my books.
Bill is a great person, and speaking about Bill, he's a man with many hats.
Yes,
he
is.
Not only is he a hot air balloon enthusiast and takes care of that, but years ago when Bill was in Arizona, he had actually heard about the seminar here, the Refuse to Be a Victim. He was so impressed with it that he took the class himself and became an instructor.
Wow.
And this is probably 15 plus years ago. And so that he could provide this information to people there in Arizona where he was living at the time. And that's how important the information is for this seminar, Refuse to Be a Victim.
Yeah.
On another note, Bill is very he wants people to be able to shoot and be safe. He's also, you know, concerned about people being able to hit their target accurately.
Yeah.
He is a facilitator for an organization called Project Appleseed, mm-hmm. which is a marksmanship class that deals with rifles. They deal with 22 caliber rifles.
Right.
But it talks about how the American Revolution revolutionary period and marksmanship allowed the Americans to gain their freedoms from the British Empire.
Right.
And so it's they mix history in, the old history of the Revolutionary War, with accuracy. So it's a good program. And what's nice is Project Appleseed has been able to return to the range. We've been able to facilitate their what they need to conduct their business.
You can find more information about an upcoming event they have on our Facebook page. It's mid-April for Project Appleseed. It's another just great way to learn and get more information and get out on the range.
Yeah. So, and that seems to be the key thing. I mean, if you're going to get a firearm, take the initiative to learn the safety of it, to learn the safety protocols, how to handle it properly, how to shoot it properly, how to target properly. I think these are all things that the Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range, along with the different programs you put on, help to enforce that and create that public safety awareness of firearms.
On the note of programs that we put on, if you don't mind, real quick, we have that Refuse to Be a Victim coming up on April 1st.
Yeah.
We will be hosting Project Appleseed mid-April, like I said.
Yeah.
Then we have Women on Target coming up on May 6th. After that, in May, we will be offering a handgun cleaning clinic that will be open to anyone. That's not a women's only clinic. That will be open to anyone, and that will be on May 11th. More information will be out about that very soon. Part of why we've been able to start opening up and offering more of these programs is because we have been the recipients of a couple grants that we're very, very grateful for. One of them is from Friends of the NRA and the NRA Foundation. They've actually provided us with $4,100 in ammunition for women on target.
Wow.
And they also provided us with $4,100 in archery targets and bows so that we can expand our archery programs and education in archery also. And I know there's a lot of people that don't realize it's a small archery range, but we do have an archery range out there also.
I should try that sometime. That sounds like fun again. So, but anyway, a lot of great things. Okay, so wrapping up real quick, we've got Refuse to Be a Victim coming up April 1st. Register where?
At nrainstructors.org, search for Refuse to Be a Victim course in the dropdown and put in the zip code, and it will pull that course up to register.
And if people aren't comfortable doing that, they can just call you and
they can call us at the range at 575-443-9006. Do you want me to give my email address? Because it's kind of long.
No, don't worry about that. So. And then coming up on May 6th, Women on Target. Registration closes for Women on Target. Registration opens April 1st.
$25?
$25. $25. Women on Target. May 6th, registration opens for that on April 1st. Guys, thanks for coming in. Always enjoy having you. We need to do this more often. We'll work something up where we guys got you in here more often talking about, because you got a lot of things coming up we need to talk about, need to get the information out. So
we look forward to being on the air with you, and we'll have a representative from the Booster Club Fowler Foundation.
That'll be great.
In the future, and I hope to also bring on one of the representatives from the Shooting Club to talk about the different matches and fun events that they put on there, again, to help promote the interest in the firearms and actually get people out there to come out and practice shooting.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to have a hilarious show, bring Bill Butler and watch him and I go at it.
Yes.
So, but sounds great. And I tell you what, this is what the fourth Friday, and we can just plan on that from now on if you want to, on the fourth Friday of the month, just to have you guys in here, and we can do that. So,
all right,
we
appreciate that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Refuse to Be a Victim coming up April 1st for the Sidney Paul Gordon shooting range. And then you've got, I got to find it here.
Women on Target.
Women on Target. Where did I put that? There it is, right there.
Coming to the Sidney Paul Gordon shooting range Saturday, May 6th, NRA Women on Target Pistol Familiarization Clinic. Registration is just $25 and includes instruction in safe handling of pistols of various calibers and types, with classroom and live range instruction by certified instructors. Lunch and door prizes included. For more information about Women on Target at the Sidney Paul Gordon shooting range May 6th, call 575-443-9006 or visit their Facebook page at Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range - Otero County. The Sidney Paul Gordon Shooting Range is located at 19 Rockcliffe Road, east of La Luz.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.